Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
A few days ago, I talked to my father on the phone, and during our conversation, he mentioned a conversation he had with his brother, who is also a priest. So my father shared with me the conversation between him and his brother, and I couldn't believe it. My uncle was at a meeting where it was shared is only filled maybe about 40%. There are no vocations coming in. Young men are not interested in the priestly vocations anymore. So others at the meeting started to talk, tried to figure out why. And then my uncle, being my uncle, asked quite important and but very honest question. Why? Question nobody asks and nobody wants to ask. Why are we not attracting more vocations? I think it's a brilliant question if you want to make a lot of enemies nowadays. But it's true and great question. Now that's all I want to talk about today. Returning back to our vocation and to be willing to accept the cross that is given to us, or crosses in our life. It is no surprise that there is no decline in vocations, baptisms, weddings, and jobs that could be sanctified by us are not sanctified anymore. This decline in holy vocations is just a byproduct of us becoming used to the message of the gospel, not in a good way. It is a true message in the gospel. It is a message that gives us hope in the gospel. But unfortunately, most of us Christians are stuck in this message. We have accepted this message, and we have this beautiful feeling that we are loved, loved by God. It is very deformed understanding in Christian life, because it gives us this illusion that we don't have to do anything else for our spiritual life, because God loves us. If God tells us that He loves us and that He did everything for our salvation, it is not just an announcement or feel-good message of His great work. It is an invitation. I did that for you. What is your answer? It is difficult to answer because our answer will depend on how we understand God's love in our heart and soul. Our answer might be prayer, but it also might be turning our back towards Christ. Let me give you an example. For someone, prayer means 5 minutes in the morning and evening, and they might call this prayer. And this is their answer to God's love. For another, prayer means relationship with Christ, and they might pray for a whole hour, whole day, and they might be satisfied. And for another, prayer life is life. That person prays and thinks about God constantly throughout their day. Who do you think has the greatest understanding of God's love? Christian life takes effort. It makes us look at our vocation first, which is to be bearers of the cross. And it's up to us to decide if we want to go deeper in our spiritual life or not, if we want to take up the cross or not. Until we don't make that effort, we are not able to understand how great God's message to us is. how enormous our message should be to him. This is where we are stuck. This is where the church in general is stuck for decades. I remember my father talking once about my great-grandfather. For some reason, I still remember him. He used to have two canes, and he would always make me laugh when he clacked them together. He was a beautiful and kind man, but he was ruthless when it came time to prayer. My great-grandfather was not able to move, so what he did, he kicked everyone out of the room, closed the doors, and everyone had to socialize in the kitchen until he was done praying. And if people were visiting for longer than he wanted, then they experienced this kicking out of his room again. Can you imagine visiting your family and suddenly this older generation says, "Shut up, I need to go pray. I need to have time with God right now. Reset. Go to the kitchen and socialize, because right now I have to pray. You can't find this anymore." Little side note, my father and I made a podcast because of that thought, because of my grandfather, great-grandfather. And we talked about this older generation, and we both came to one final thought, that the generation, even if they did not have the writings of the fathers, that we do, they lived their faith in such a way that they literally represented the writings of the fathers without even knowing. How is that possible? They never skipped their prayers. And if they had to, because they had to work on the fields, they had the Psalter memorized so they can recite it together on the fields while they are picking potatoes. God and the thought of God was always with them. This shows that we don't need degrees or to be theologians to be men and women of God. But what we need to be is men and women of prayer. That generation, great-grandfather, raised many good vocations because they prayed constantly. And their prayer was fruitful because they took upon themselves the cross to sacrifice everything in their life for prayer, and it brought a lot of fruit. Fruit that you can see here today. That generation built this church, painted this church. That generation raised so many good vocations because they prayed constantly. Many good vocations, strong men and women, not this lukewarm mess that is you can find nowadays in men who are 30, 40, and they're still acting like boys. Strong marriages, jobs that were sanctified by their prayer, that they were not jobs that were immoral, like you can find nowadays. Vocation to monastics, vocations to priesthood, parenthood, being a great teacher. The zeal for God that the old generation had slowly ran out with each generation. And the faith that has become, that was once deep in faith, has now become shallow faith. Today we await the feast of the exaltation of the cross. And we are asked this question today. What is your answer to today's gospel message? If we answer correctly, if we answer by accepting the cross, then we will not have to ask the same question as my uncle did at the meeting, because we will see the growth in vocations through us, through our prayer life. When we approach the Holy Cross on Wednesday, when we make a prostration in front of it, humiliating our body and our ego and kissing the Holy Cross, we should have one solid intention and answer to God. I want my faith to grow deeper. Because I love you as much as you love me. Christ my God, save me by your life-giving cross.